Bernie Sanders, unlike Secretary Clinton, I don't want to relive 2016. By Hannah Blow on March 10, 2020. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, took a swipe at his former challenger Hillary Clinton during an appearance on Monday's Fox News town hall, telling the audience that unlike Clinton, he is not interested in reliving 2016. While Sanders rarely responds to the political jabs of his opponents, he took a moment to address the outgoing critiques from Clinton. Host Martha McCallum showed Sanders a clip of the remarks Clinton made in her Hulu documentary, Hillary. Bernie just drove me crazy. He was in Congress for years. He had one senator support him. Nobody likes him, nobody wants to work with him, he got nothing done, Clinton stated. He was a career politician. He did not work until he was like 41 and then he got elected to something. It's all just baloney and I feel so bad that people got sucked into it, she continued. When asked to respond, Sanders said, unlike Secretary Clinton, I don't want to relive 2016. But what I would say, on a good day my wife likes me, he joked. On a more serious note, the presidential hopeful encouraged people to look at polling for the United States senators. But also, if you guys looked at some of the polling that they do for United States senators, you know they do polls that, how popular you are, he said. In most cases I turn out to be the most popular United States senator in the whole country. While Clinton has signaled that she will support the eventual Democrat nominee, she has continued to bash her former opponent, telling ABC News last week that Sanders would not be the party's strongest nominee. I don't think he'd be our strongest nominee. No, she said. That's what this primary process is about. Let's see who emerges. But for anybody voting today or in any of the contests ahead of time, the most important issue is who can defeat Donald Trump, she added. Six more states, Idaho, Michigan, Mississippi, North Dakota, Missouri, and Washington, are holding their primary contests today, with 352 delegates at stake.